When you give alms, do not when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, when you have received the reward, but when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not mock gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord.
On the second day of the apparition of our Heavenly Mother in Medjugorje, she met Maria halfway on the hill, Marian Hill. That's the first message for my Heavenly Mother: peace, peace, peace. Maria saw a big cross at the back of her Heavenly Mother. So this peace comes from love. The cross is a symbol of unconditional love. So when we say we follow Jesus, that means we want to follow his way. Jesus' way is unconditional love for all people. And that's why when our gospel, our Heavenly Mother meeting us, she always says, "My dear children," although we come from different countries, we're from different peoples, but we are one in the Lord, so we are his children. That means we are called to be one family. And Jesus prayed also in the Last Supper that all may be one. So we thank the Lord that we send his mother to invite us. We always try to be more united with one another by listening, by forgiving, by sharing without judgment. One way it's the best is by fasting. And our Heavenly Mother says, but the best way is to walk bread and water. It's not easy. But we pray that we can have this heart, open heart, to listen to the voice of God through the gospel, through the daily readings, and also by practicing our fasting, not only abstain from bread, abstain from food. Fasting means open our heart to forgive, to listen. So let us pray for one another. No matter we are from the west or the east, north or south, we are one family. Our Heavenly Mother has been 37 years on earth telling us, "Come to my son." I've heard many mothers telling me they feel so much loneliness in their life. And I think our Heavenly Mother, she's not lonely, but her children not listening to her. She felt a little bit far away from the people. So he comes so that we can all, on a daily basis, come closer, closer to the Lord. And that's the wish of our Heavenly Mother. So let us pray for another, that we be always one, that as God the Father is one with us. In Father, and Son, Holy Spirit.